Tom Joad got out of that old McAllister pen. Was there that he got his parole. After 4 long years on a man-killing charge, Tom Joad came walking down the road. Poor boy, Tom Joad came walking down the road. It was there that he found him a truck-driving man. It was there that he called him a ride. Said, I just got loose from McAllister pen on a charge called homicide. Great God, a charge called homicide. The truck rolled away in a big cloud of dust, and Tommy turned his face towards home. He met Preacher Casey and they had a little drink, and he found out his family, they was gone. Tom Joad, he found out his family, they was gone. He found his mother's old-fashioned shoe. He found his daddy's hat. He found little Muley, and little Muley said, they've been tractored out by the cats. Tom, they've been tractored out by the cats. Then Tom, he walked to the neighboring farm. He found his family. They took Preacher Casey and they loaded in the car. And his mama said, we got to get away. Tom, his mama said, we got to get away. The 12 of the Joads made a mighty heavy load. And Grandpa Joad, he cried. He picked up a handful of land in his hand. He said, I'm sticking with my farm until I die. He said, I'm sticking with my farm until I die. They fed him spare ribs and coffee and soothing syrup. And Grandpa Joad, he died. We buried Grandpa Joad on the Oklahoma road. And Grandma on the California side. And Grandma on the California side. We stood on a mountain and we looked to the west. It looked like the promised land was a big green valley with a river running through. And there was work for every single hand. We thought, work for every single hand. The Joads rolled into a jungle camp. It was there that they cooked them a stew. And the hungry little kids in the jungle camp said, we'd like to have some too. Yes, we'd like to have some too. A deputy sheriff fired loose at a man. He shot a woman in the back. But before he could take his aim again, it was Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Good boy, Preacher Casey dropped him in his tracks. Well, they handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. And then he got away. He met Tom Joad by the old river bridge. And these few words he did say, Preacher Casey, these few words he did say. Well, I preached for the Lord a mighty long time. I preached about the rich and the poor. But us working folks has got to stick together, or we ain't got a chance anymore. God knows we ain't got a chance anymore. Then the deputies come and Tom and Casey run to a place where the water run down. And the
vigilante thug hit Casey with a club, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground, and he laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Jode, he grabbed the deputy's club, he brung it down on his head. When Tommy took flight that dark and rainy night, was a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Two men, a preacher and a deputy lying dead. Tommy went back to where his mama was asleep. He woke her up out of bed. He kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved, and he said what Preacher Casey said. Tom Jode, he said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul, it looks that way to me. So everywhere you look in the day or the night, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be. Wherever little kids are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm gonna be. Ma, that's where I'm gonna be.